First Fruits, an Apostolic Perspective, Chapter 6, Determination of First Fruits. In our modern economy, where most individuals are remunerated monthly or weekly, first fruits represent the first week's income / turnover in a specific calendar year. In addition to this, other instances in which first fruits can be offered in that same year will be referenced later in this chapter. The calculation of first fruits is not as plain as the tithe, since we must apply what was practiced within the context of a total and complete agrarian economy in biblical times to our modern monetary-based economy. I personally think that the Lord intended this seeming lack of a clear percentage to determine the first fruits to be so, because He intended the first fruits not to be governed by a calculator, but by your heart posture. Whilst an absolute percentage defines the tithe, 10%, the determination of first fruits is largely governed by what comes in first, or what the giver considers first, in terms of what income or turnover he or she has received. Legalism must not characterize the determination of the first fruit. Yet, at the same token, the determination of the first fruits amount must not be governed by a stingy, frugal, poverty, fearful, or faithless mentality. Having said that, below are some suggested guidelines and examples which are not prescriptive, but simply suggestive, that will assist you to determine the amount of the first fruits. At the risk of sounding repetitious, I want to stress that these guidelines for calculating first fruits in our modern economy are not binding, as they are not emphatically stated in the Bible. First fruits as a principle is emphatically stated, but its calculation and administration in our modern economy has to be applied with wisdom, being guided by biblical principles governing first fruits, in particular, and biblical principles of financial giving in general. The suggestion and examples illustrated below are gleaned from Apostle Franz Duplessis' revelation and research into first century Jewish writings on the subject of first fruits. As Israel's economy started to shift away from agriculture to other areas like manufacture, etc., those individuals working and earning income in the now more diverse economy needed guidance as to what amounts of their annual income would constitute first fruits. The rabbis would say that in the agricultural sector, farming, the first fruits would generally be 1/60th, that's 1/60, 1/50th, 1/50, or 1/40th, 1/40, of the total potential crop of a specific field or lot. 1/40th would be the greatest, and 1/60th the least. Here below is an extract from Apostle Franz Duplessis' teaching notes on first fruits. Note, teruma here is the Hebrew reference for first fruits. Rabbis measured a whole lot of fields, and determined that between 1/40th and 1/60th of a crop came up first. This was determined as being the first fruits, as Israel moved from agricultural to vocational people. They asked, how can we honor Teruma with our wages? Rabbis answered, between 1/40th and 1/60th of gross income. But 1/40th is better than 1/60th. This equates to 2.5% to 1.7% of annual income, respectively. In today's terms, this would be 1 week's or 2% of your annual gross income in the first month. The Mishnah, written about 180 AD. This is partly rabbinical law and partly rabbinical commentary on the Old Testament scriptures. The fourth volume is thick and focused all on Terumah. This indicates that Terumah was still being practiced by Jews beyond Jesus' time on earth. Hence, it would have been standard practice during his time on earth. Didache, the teaching of the 12 apostles to the first century church, not the Bible, but reliable writing. Didache 13, the whole chapter is on their Terumah offering. This was written about 80 AD. A quote from the Didache: if you have a pastor who is willing to live among you and teach you the word and sow into your spirit, he is worthy of your Terumah. If you don't have a pastor who is worthy of your Terumah, then give your Terumah to the poor. Whatever you do, do not eat the first fruits. Hillel, who was in charge of the biggest rabbinical school in Israel, said, if a person honors Terumah at 1/40th level, his eye is said to be full of light. If he honors Terumah at a 1/50th level, his eye is said to be a middling eye. If he honors Terumah at a 1/60th level, that person has an evil eye. For normal working individuals, first fruits in our modern economic context refers to a minimum of the first week's income received in a specific calendar year. 1 out of 52 weeks in a given calendar year represents 1.92%. In practical terms, for working persons, this translates to approximately 25% of first gross monthly income, given once in a year, or roughly 2%, in brackets 1.92%, of annual gross income. As indicated earlier in this writing, the Hebrew word terumah also incorporates first fruits. Dr. Stephen Everett notes the following in his excellent and highly recommended writing, The New Testament Principle of Stewardship. Since the first fruit offering was a heave offering, the Hebrew word terumah was connected. Terumah, the Hebrew word for heave offering, was built from the concept terei mimia, which means 2 out of 100 or 2%. For businesses, a business entity should honor the Lord with the first fruits, tithes, and offerings. The business owner or owners should observe tithing and first fruiting based on their share of dividends / profits received, as this is treated as personal income. For the business entity itself, first fruits translate to approximately 25% of monthly turnover, in brackets, sales / revenue, given once in a year, or approximately 2%, in brackets 1.92%, of annual total turnover, in brackets sales / revenue. Many use the principle of profit, either gross or net profit, to determine their first fruits and tithe from a business. I personally do not suggest or advocate this. Here's the reason. A farmer in ancient Israel determined his first fruits easily. It was simply the first ripened products from the entire field or farm at harvest time. These products, and thus their associated market value, were given entirely as first fruits, without deducting any production costs like labor, rental, capital, interest, etc. For this reason, it is my view that business revenue, or total sales, in brackets turnover, is a more accurate representation of the business's activity and performance in the marketplace, and hence should be used as the principle for determining both the business tithe and first fruits. In whichever case of a working individual, business owner or owners, or the business itself, the bedrock principle of first fruits is simply that which comes in first. Brackets the first week's income or turnover. Businesses having legal personality should observe first fruits and tithes as businesses. If and when the owners of the business receive a monthly income, that is their personal income, and those individuals should observe the personal offering of first fruits and tithes in a manner suggested above. The business, as a legal person, should give the first fruits determined by whatever indication of turnover comes in first in a specific calendar year or financial year. In brackets, many businesses use the tax year or the financial year as their calendar year. Below are two practical examples as suggested applications of the giving of first fruits from monthly income earned by an individual working for an employer. The R in these examples refer to rands, the currency of exchange in South Africa. Simply apply the corresponding values to the currency used in your country. Example 1. Income in the first month of your calendar year or cycle. Gross monthly income of the first month is equal to 20,000 minus the first fruits, which is 25% applicable only in the first month, is equal to 5,000. The balance, that is 20,000 minus the 5,000, is 15,000 minus the tithe, which will be 10% of the 15,000, which equates to 1,500, the final balance is 13,500. Thus, the total amount offered in the first month is first fruits, 5,000 rand, plus the tithe, 1,500 rand, which together equate to 6,500 rand. Example 2. Income in the first month of your calendar year or cycle. Gross monthly income for the first month is 110,000 rand minus the first fruit, which is 25% applicable to the first month only, equates to 27,500 rand. The balance would be 82,500 rand minus the tithe, which would be 10% of the 82,500 rand. The final balance equates to 74,250 rand. Thus, the total amount offered in the first month would be first fruits, 27,500 rand, plus the tithe, 8,250 rand, granting a total of 35,750 rand. The examples above do not take into account offerings, which is determined by the giver. Also, these examples of first fruits only apply to the first month in a calendar year, not every month, whereas the tithe and offerings apply every month. A word of caution. Again, it must be stressed that one must not get too technical about this matter on the one hand, yet on the other, there must not be a casual approach to it. I personally know of individuals whose faith is at the level of giving their entire first month's salary as first fruits. Others I know, as directed by the Lord, give more than this. If first fruits are new to you, start with offering the first week's income. Then, as your faith grows and the Holy Spirit leads you, you may increase it if you desire, or as the Holy Spirit instructs and guides you to. Remember, this suggestion to increase is not prescriptive, but a challenge. First fruits and spiritual sight or light. Rabbis believed that the eye with more light offers the greater, in brackets 1/40th, instead of the lesser, in brackets 1/60th, portion of the field. 1/40th equates to 2.5% of annual income or turnover. The examples illustrated above are pitched at 1.92%, approximately 2%, of annual income, which is 1 over 52. It is also my personal conviction that as your spiritual sight and degree of revelation grows, so too will your observance of first fruits grow in greater and more faithful financial expressions. Jesus hinted at this in Matthew chapter 6 from verse 19 to 24, when, within the context of stating the impossibility of serving both God and mammon, and directing your treasure to where your heart is, he also said, the eye is the lamp of the body. So then, if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 to 23. May the determination of your first fruits be a function of the measure of light within your eye, your spiritual perception, from the Holy Spirit's illumination in your spirit, and not from the human intellect of your soul. This portion of scripture above is discussed in greater detail in chapter 20. First fruits, faith and obedience. I maintain that first fruits grow as your faith grows. Abel offered the firstlings of his flock by faith. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4a, the New King James Version. Faith can, does, and must grow in us progressively. When faith grows, obedience does too. For faith without obedient works is dead. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8a. Faith's objective is to establish the principle of obedience solidly in our lives, where we do not negotiate obeying God, but simply do so reflexively. In obeying the principle of first fruits, Abel obtained a testimony that he was righteous. Righteousness is compliance with God's predetermined eternal standards for every aspect of living. The man who practices righteousness is righteous. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. Thus, obedience by faith to the first fruits testifies of your righteousness as God's Son. The crucial role that faith plays is discussed in chapter 19. Do not be governed by mathematics when determining first fruit. It is fine to start there, but as you grow spiritually, allow the Holy Spirit to illumine your spirit. As your faith grows, so too will your obedience take on a more courageous and fearless dimension that will be reflected in the increased levels of your first fruit giving. When else should first fruits be given? Apart from honoring God with our first fruits annually at the beginning of a particular yearly cycle in the first month of that cycle, there are other instances when first fruits are offered during the course of that year. As stated in this writing, first fruits is plural, not singular. The general principle is, whatever income represents to you the first or earliest should be given as first fruits. Further to this, one could apply the first fruits principle not just to the start of the calendar year, but whenever one receives the first part of a recurrent income, in a specific category. The first of all the first fruits of every kind and every contribution of every kind from all your contributions. Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 38. Below are some suggested instances when first fruits should also be given. These are not meant to be prescriptive. They are just general guidelines. One must be governed by the spirit of willingness and generosity in giving. The spirit of giving is greater than the law of giving. The first week's wages in a specific calendar year, that is 25% of the first monthly salary or 2% of annual income as discussed earlier. The first week's salary received in a new job, in brackets 25% of first monthly salary or 2% of annual income. The first commission received if your remuneration is commission-based. The first week's turnover made in business, 25% of monthly turnover or 2% of annual turnover as discussed earlier. The entire portion of a salary increase in the specific month of the increase only, once off, that is, the portion of the salary increment. As soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance of the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 5. Standard employment contracts have a salary increase clause. This usually applies annually. Therefore, in the first month when we receive the increase, we give the entire portion of the increase to God as first fruits and give a tithe and offerings of the balance of the original salary prior to the increase. From the second month, it is then part of our salary package, and we begin to tithe off the new increased gross salary. The book of Proverbs reminds us to honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 8, New King James Version. Example: if in a specific month you are earning 25,000 rand and you receive an increment of 1,500 rand, thus giving you a new salary of 26,500 rand. The amount of the increase, that is, 1,500 rand, should be given as first fruits in the month in which it is received, once off, not every month. 10% of the remaining 25,000, that is 2,500 rand, should be given as a tithe. In subsequent months, the normal tithe, 2,650 rand, plus offerings, should be given. The Hebrew word for increase is tebuah, meaning a crop, a harvest, an increase, a revenue. Whilst this word indicates produce or yield from the ground, it also refers to any increase or prosperity in general. Example, as seen in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4b. Much revenue comes by the strength of the ox. The word revenue in Hebrew is the same word, tebuah, for increase above. But abundant crops come by the strength of an ox. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 14b, the ESV version. The first of any form of financial receipt within that calendar year, if that receipt of financial income is perpetual and recurrent, that is, if there is anticipation or expectation that there would be future such financial receipts in that calendar year. Examples: the first honorarium, the first financial gift received, the first sale made, the first commission, etc. What about bonuses and 13th checks? When you get your bonus, it is part of your salary package. It is not an increase, and you should tithe off it. This bonus represents a payment in recognition of your contribution by your employer, which in some instances is not guaranteed and thus should be regarded as a blessing from the Lord. In determining your first fruits, this bonus must therefore also be considered. Consider the following example of a person earning a gross salary of 10,000 Rand per month over 12 months and in addition receives a bonus in the form of a 13th check of 10,000 Rand. The annual gross salary would therefore be 130,000 Rand, that is 10,000 Rand multiplied by 13. If the first fruits are calculated as approximately 2% of gross annual salary, this amounts to 2,600 Rand. Reflect. Point 1. First fruit giving is recommended as at least 2% of gross annual or 25% of monthly income or turnover based on estimates of the yield of farmers in biblical times. What is the general principle governing the determination of first fruits? Point 2. First fruits are always plural. That is, there are many types of occasions when they should be given. Isolate the different instances when first fruits giving should be observed.